You're listening to We Are STS, a podcast from the Department of Science and Technology Studies at University College London. Hi, everybody, and welcome to We Are STS. I'm your host, Professor Joe Kane. This is episode 29. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to We Are STS. Ever heard of climate change comedy? Here's the idea. The climate crisis dominates our news, but more and more messages about action are ignored. Fatalism is growing, and people seem frozen by the scale of the problem. It's clear we need new ways to tackle these tough conversations. In this episode, STS's very own Grace Tyrell explores the growing niche of climate change comedy. With her guest, Dr. Matt Winning, an environmental researcher and a comedian, Grace shows us how climate change comedy works, and she explores the question of how these two ideas can actually fit together. After interviewing Matt Winning about the theory, Grace asks some STS students about the practice. Does climate change comedy work? Does it inform the head? Does it engage the heart? Does it actually lead us to keep up momentum in climate action? Grace is one of our master's students in science communication. Learning how to be effective in tough conversations is key for today's communicators. She's right to see this as a big problem. Grace created this episode as a freelance project for us, and that's great news. It means, once again, I get to sit back and listen along with you. Hurrah! Let's meet up again on the other side. I'll just hand over the microphone to Grace and let her take over the show.
Climate change. Arguably one of the biggest environmental, scientific, social, and political issues currently facing our planet. We need to keep these climate conversations going, but the physical and mental strain of the topic can be incredibly overwhelming, making some of us want to bury our heads in the sand, even just for a day. So how can we make this topic easier to talk about? My name is Grace, and I'll be talking about combining climate change science with comedy. As counterintuitive as this might seem, it appears there's a growing niche for making jokes within this near-apocalyptic situation. To learn more about the practical side of combining the two, I spoke to Dr. Matt Winning, an environmental researcher and comedian.
So I am Dr. Matt Winning. I am a senior research fellow at the UCL Institute for Sustainable Resources, where I've worked for over 10 years now on various aspects of climate policy, energy system transitions, the macroeconomics of climate change, the circular economy, a whole host of different issues. And I'm also a stand-up comedian who has been doing stand-up for, well, maybe 13 years now. And comedy specifically on climate change for the last 5.5 years.
With a scientific career deeply rooted in helping to solve one of the greatest problems facing the world at the moment, climate change is often on the brain for Dr. Winning. But combining climate change science and comedy wasn't to get people talking about the issue, at least not at first.
People assume I came from it from an academic perspective or from a climate I want to communicate climate change perspective. I actually came at it from being a comedian and thinking, what can I talk about that other people can't talk about? And so I'd done two shows previous to that, and I was going to do one more show, and I thought, I'll do one more, and if it goes well, then I'll continue doing comedy, and if it doesn't go well, then, you know, maybe I'll stop doing it. And I settled on climate change because I thought, well, I guess it's the one thing that I know what's about that most other comedians won't talk about or not know to talk about.
However, Dr. Winning soon realised that there might be another benefit to combining these two fields.
People would come away saying, oh, wow, I feel like I really enjoyed that and I learned something. And that wasn't necessarily my initial plan, but it quickly became, you know, part of what I was doing and how I would then sort of focus on it. And then I actually started thinking about it from a sort of communication point from an academic perspective after, you know, of a few months of having done it. So yeah, it was interesting to me that sort of first year that I did it. You're sort of stepping completely into the dark of what the reception to this will be, how audiences will take this, whether they'll be interested, how they'll, you know, they'll find it. And what I found was that doing comedy on this became a really good way of opening up conversations about it and of getting people to engage that probably wouldn't have engaged or wouldn't have thought about these issues or wouldn't have found out some of the facts or whatever it is.
But why is there a need to find new ways to start conversations around climate change? What is the reason for shifting the narrative?
I think there's a few reasons why it's important to think about how we communicate this to other audiences beyond academia or beyond people that are already interested in it, because the way it's talked about often makes it feel like it's not relevant to people's lives or part of people's lives when it clearly is. So finding techniques, and they're not difficult techniques, it's storytelling, it's things that we know as a society how to do, but finding those stories that engage people with this in their daily lives. So talking about, I guess, human-centered stories, bringing people to the forefront of it instead of, you know, loads of stats and very abstract things. That really helps. And it also helps us cope to some extent with the issues. So yeah, and comedy specifically, if I'm looking at comedy, you know, comedy has a way of, you know, it sort of stimulates the brain in a positive way. It gets you quite engaged, makes you pay attention, makes you think about things differently already as well, surprise. For me, it's like a really good gateway into climate change more generally. And there are other things that can talk about it maybe in more detail or in different ways. But I think it's a good way of getting people started.
From chatting to Dr. Winning, it's apparent that comedy can be a powerful addition to climate change communication. So what about other scientific topics that are difficult to talk about or perhaps are surrounded by a layer of stigma?
Funnily enough, I was recording a Radio 4 series last night that is about medicine. And it was lots of different topics. So we were talking about cancer and other things. And it's a comedy show. And it's a really good way of getting people together and talking about those sorts of subjects that at times was quite serious. But you can always break the ice. You can always break that tension. And it has to be done in a way that's inclusive, I think, is the issue. The context of the comedy is really important. Who's telling it, in what context, in what environment. But that's something that comedians are good at understanding and knowing. So it kind of has to be done, in my opinion, by people with a decent amount of expertise in comedy to be able to talk about it in a way that's able to sort of take account of lots of different things that are happening, whether it's the room at the time or who's going to hear it. And so that's the issue, I guess, is all comedy about dark things or about heavy subjects and science, you know, and around science, I think is incredibly effective, but you also sort of need the expertise a little bit to be able to do it. And I guess that's why I've been lucky in the sense that I took about 8 years of doing comedy before I started really talking about climate change. And even then, you know, I'm not a massive expert. There's much better comedians than me that would be able to do it even better than me. But they don't have the background knowledge, I guess, or the ability to kind of do the science part of it. I'm not the best comedian in the world and I'm not the best scientist in the world, but the combination of them are, of being able to do both of the things is the helpful aspect, I think, that I can contribute to society. You need the comedians and that skill set to do it, but you want it to be informed by the latest science. You want it to be informed by what's happening. And so the balance between the science and the comedy is the tricky part. You know, there's no standard avenues of that collaboration or anything like that. It would be nice, I think, to have more formal routes within academia to doing that sort of thing, because I think there's clear benefits to it, but I think it would be good to put something together that was a, you know, a proposal for something that was a big project to bring comedians with scientists and for them to work together, open up those lines of communication, do some studies on the benefits of it, and also then something longer term that's sort of there. If I had any time between doing a job and doing all the comedy that I do, I would set something like that up, but that would require me essentially having a third job, which at the moment would be a bit tricky.
Climate change is an issue that has been and will continue to be in our lives for a long, long time. Do you think, despite its relatively short life so far, climate change comedy will continue to grow as the problem persists?
I did shows 2017, 2018, 2019, three shows in a row at the Edinburgh Fringe, different shows each year. And so I was going back each year, and obviously 2017, I was the only person talking about it pretty much. And then by 2019, when it sort of got much more into the zeitgeist, and we had Extinction Rebellion and we had Greta Thunberg and other things were happening that were a bit more novel around the climate crisis and lots of heat waves, everybody pretty much, I mean, not everybody, but a lot of comedians I saw that year had at least a joke or a bit about climate change. I think it'll probably happen again in the next year or two, because we'll start probably with El Nino happening and other things. I think the weather's going to make people talk about it again a little bit more. But it's tricky because these things sort of go through waves and cycles. And obviously climate's a real a long-term thing. And so it sort of becomes zeitgeisty and then disappears a little bit and then comes back again, even though it's constantly there. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of happens comedy-wise with it. There's definitely an interest.
Putting an STS hat back on, what is the goal of combining these two fields? Is it to empower people to take action, combat climate burnout, or something else entirely?
I think it's good to have ideas of goals, but it's also good to not be too prescriptive about what you need to achieve through things. I think empowering people is probably the main thing, making people feel like somebody's talking to them about or with them about climate change or in their language, and feeling like it's accessible and therefore something that's relevant to their lives. You know, I do have people changing their behavior after seeing shows. Of, you know, people have contacted me about stuff and you're aware, but I don't think you can be too prescriptive about that. That has to be, you know, that's up for other people to do. It's sort of I can only do what's in my sphere of influence. Let other things happen. But yeah, I guess it's making people feel a bit empowered about what they can do in their lives, a bit of positivity around what they can do, hopefully feel engaged with it without getting too depressed or feeling sort of the doom of climate change. But yeah, hopefully it's a sort of a way of empowering people a little bit and making people feel a bit motivated as well. I think that's the main things, and hope on aggregate that it's a positive thing, which I think it definitely is. And I think there's a gulf between the science and people's everyday lives. And even as a scientist, there's a gulf between me sitting doing things in front of a desk and looking at literature or running models and my day-to-day life. And hopefully there's a way of bridging that somehow. And I feel like comedy around climate change can try to do that, can try to be that bridge. And it might not sustain everything. It might not sustain someone to then be constantly doing stuff in their lives. But hopefully, yeah, it's just a way. as I sort of said before, I guess, a way in or a bridge to these things that makes it easier to for it to become part of someone's regular day-to-day life and how they think about it, how they engage with it on lots of different levels. Who's it up to do this? There's no specific job that's climate change communicator, brackets, comedy. So there's a lot of stumbling about in the dark trying to find things. And that's basically what I've been doing, and hopefully it begins to snowball from there.
Thank you to Dr. Winning for chatting to me about climate change comedy. Now it's time for a break.
Are you enjoying We Are STS and fancy hearing more from the students within the department? Well, we have a brand new podcast just for you, created by myself, Meg, Dom and Grace. Science Refresh is a podcast where we discuss a range of scientific stories with a refreshing angle. Pun totally intended.
Tune in twice a month for your monthly recap on the science and tech news that may not have made the headlines, as well as for a deeper dive into the hard-hitting questions that are facing science at the moment. We've got three episodes to listen to so far, including an investigation into how human is AI.
To stay up to date with Science Refresh, follow the link in the show notes.
What do I like about STS? For me, it's the opportunity to ask questions that seem off the table in other areas of science, like questions of regulation, politics, and power.
What I like about STS is the unique perspective it has provided me and the people it has allowed me to connect with who are on a similar or the same journey as me.
After my conversation with Dr. Winning, he pointed me in the direction of a study that had looked at the direct impact of watching his own comedy set, Climate Strange, on individual response to the climate crisis. This study, published in 2022 in the Journal of Environmental Education Research, found that Winning's narrative structure within his comedy lecture allowed him to appear more relatable to audiences, therefore connecting the dots between his own environmental concerns and those of the audience. Perhaps this links back to the gulf that Dr. Winning was referring to between science and people's everyday lives. Comedy seems to bridge that gap and allow audiences to see that these issues impact our everyday lives. But what do the students of STS think about climate change comedy? Here are a few comments from those in the department.
Well, yeah, don't think about it, which was like using comedy to kind of break through the barriers of, you know, resistance to people who don't like climate change.
Yeah, what was the name?
Don't Think About It by George Marshall, I think. And I think, yeah, it's a good way to address climate change without coming into the barriers that people, you know, people see it and they're like, no, it doesn't exist. I think that's kind of my only thought to say about it, really. But I think it's interesting. Difficult, but interesting.
Thank you.
So I think it's good that they've put it in a context that's more manageable for individuals. A lot of the time, when people are confronted by things like climate change, the idea of it's so big, or the thoughts are kind of like, it's not going to affect me, there's no problem, scientists will save us. But by using it as some form of like engagement is good, because everyone is different and has different tastes. So for example, video games sometimes have climate change engagement in them, and so does, well, comedy can be used in a similar manner. But by using non-traditional methods, you're reaching a wider audience than you would have if you just put, you know, climate change in the news, because a lot of people don't like to read the news because it makes them anxious and stuff. So by using it in a comfortable setting, it makes people more likely to go out and explore things afterwards.
I think it's a really nice approach, or like an interesting approach of how to
talk about very complex, just not very nice, like comfortable topics. But I think the one thing that perhaps by using this method is how to think about how to get all this reaction to then make an action from it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the burden that, like, or the question that needs to kind of be addressed with using comedy approach.
I don't know if it's relevant or not, but there's a thing to do stand-up comedian where when you make a storyline, try to make the comedy more personal so people would relate with your comedy more easy.
Yeah.
And then I think that's where climate change could get in, where people could feel like it's a personal thing, it's something that relates to your everyday life. So I think that's the way people could feel like it is really happening in the global things, but it's actually in our everyday life. So that's how, probably. And in a funny way.
It just reminds me of, you know, the film Don't Look Up, where, like, the whole thing is so ridiculous and exaggerated that it's funny, it's farcical, but then you do kind of understand at the end, like, yeah, it's got so much truth in it that you have to kind of be ridiculous because the situation is ridiculous in a way.
That's a very good point. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
From my view, incorporating climate change in comedy is a really interesting way to get people talking about what, at times, can be a really challenging, anxiety-fueled topic. I've got my fingers crossed that the two will only continue to work together, shaping stories about how we communicate the climate crisis in the future.
You never know in STS which ideas come to the front. Maybe comedy can break the logjam over tough subjects and difficult conversations. Thanks hugely to Grace Tyrell for freelancing this episode and for doing all the work. She did it on her own initiative, folks. Thanks also to her guests, Dr. Matt Winning, and to the STS students in the show. That's Joe, Steph, Megan, Gusti, and Annabelle. If you know someone interested in experimenting with science communication and public engagement, invite them to just get in touch. Maybe it's to explore stories like this one. Or maybe they're interested in activism in science, social justice, or citizen science. These all fit under the umbrella of Science and Technology Studies, or STS. We're a thriving community here at UCL, and there's always room for more. Theme music for We Are STS is Rollin' at 5 by Kevin MacLeod. It's available online at filmmusic.io. In the break, you also heard Dan and Andrea, two of our recent alumni. Other credits are in the show notes. We Are STS is a production of the Department of Science and Technology Studies at University College London. If you want to find out more about the show, listen to past episodes, or give us some feedback, visit us online. Here's the address. It's ucl.ac.uk/sts/podcast. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. We'll have another episode ready soon. Until then, just remember that there's knowledge to be found just about everywhere, and that together, we are STS. Bye now. You've been listening to We Are STS, a podcast from the Department of Science and Technology Studies at University College London. We're on most every podcast platform, so subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating. That'll remind the algorithms to give us a boost, plus it'll bring smiles to all of us here in STS HQ.